Good evening. I was so excited to get here tonight. I showed up an hour early, sat in the parking lot. It's good to be here. It's good to stand up and preach again. It just seems like it gets a little bit easier when you're doing what God's called you to do, to just follow through with it and go after Him and seek out His Word. And you know, I've really been trying to grow lately, and it's tough with two kids running around. Well, one kid running around and one kid just crying. And, God blessed me tonight far beyond what I deserve. But what's on my mind tonight, it's just been a song that's kind of I just listen to a couple times. Don't really listen to the words. Sometimes I get kind of sit there and let the song play, but I listen to the words a little bit more. It's called Known. It's a new song, or newer to me. It might not be that new, but it says, to be known by God, and it talks about how you're loved. And I started pondering about being known by God and how it's amazing that He knows you. And it's not, we kind of generalize it to where it doesn't sound that great. I don't know if we just say it too much that, God knows us. He knows my name. Look, God don't just know your name. It's not that simple tonight. There are people that know my name and they don't know me. But, God knows us. We'll discuss that a little bit further, but turn to John chapter 4. And we'll start in verse 5. Give you a little time turn there. John chapter 4 and verse 5. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink, for his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou living water? And art thou greater than our father Jacob, which giveth the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, in that saith thou truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And we'll stop there. Jesus knows us. And God knows us. He knows us to the point where no one else knows us. He knows us so intimately that he knows things about ourselves that we may not even know about ourselves. It tells us in Jeremiah, I believe it's chapter 1, verse 5, that he says to Jeremiah, I knew you in the womb. I believe he knew us all in the womb. Jesus did not just
know our name. It's not just a, there's Tyler, that's one of mine. It's, I know Tyler, I know who he is, I know what his interests are, I know how he is doing spiritually. He doesn't just generally know us, as I know. I'm not going to lie, I know Brother Derek, but I don't know that much about him personally. We just haven't gotten acquainted to that point yet. I like to say that I know God, but that would be silly of me. I am known of God. I wish I knew God. I wish I could understand Him. But that's where the faith steps in, ain't it? But God knows me to the point where it's just mind-boggling to me. He knows the amount of hairs on our head. He knows us in ways that we just don't understand. This woman that he was talking to at the well, she was a Samaritan, and there's so many good things in the passage we just read. I want to focus just a little bit on this last part where he's talking to her, and he says, "Call thy husband." She says, "I have no husband." And he said, "Yeah, I know." He said, "You answered pretty good. You got five husbands, and the one you with now ain't your husband." And she said, "I perceive thee to be a prophet." And she just couldn't believe it. This man just told her these things. And anyway, she went into town. Just later on in the chapter, we'll find out. And she's telling all these people, you come on down to the well. He told me all I ever did. He's saying things that you just wouldn't believe. He knows who I am. But the thing that I guess really got me here is he didn't only know this woman or me, because I'm comparable to this woman, we all are, but he loved her. He didn't just know her, he loved her. You find out more things about me, odds are you ain't going to love me. You're going to find out things I've done in my life that I'm not particularly proud of. With any one of us, you're going to find out things that you may just not like personally. And it's probably going to, tarnish your image of them. You're going to find it hard to love them. That's not that way with Jesus. It's not that way with Him. He loves you, and He knows you completely. He knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. I understand that we go through life and we get some pretty mad thoughts sometimes. Some thoughts towards people that we ought not to have, and Jesus knows all of them. We'll turn here in a minute to another portion, but everything you've ever done, everything you do. And he said to Jeremiah, "I knew you in the womb. I knew you before you were born." He knew all the things we were going to do. He knew all the heartache we were going to put Him through as Christians, as people who say we're trying to live our life as close to Jesus as we can. People are supposed to be the happiest people. He knew us in the womb, and He knew we would fail. And He knew how much disappointment we would bring Him. But He loved us. And He loved us so much that, He brought us into this world. He let us fall, and He saved my soul. Well, I came crawling back to Him. And every day He's helping me out along the way, even though I fail Him daily. That kind of love is just outstanding. It is just mind-boggling. You don't understand it. I could never understand it. But He does it anyway. But to be known by God, I know my wife. Well, I think I know my wife. I know her pretty good. Every day I think I find out something else, but I think I just about got her down. And, I know how she likes the bed made at night. I know how she likes things done. And, I know how she don't like to drive many places, so I'm thankful when she does. But, I don't know her as much as I want to. And as much as God would know me, I could tell her so many things about myself, and she could tell me just everything there is to tell me about her. And I still wouldn't have even close to an understanding what God has of you and your thoughts. And He knows your heart. You could bow down in prayer and not say a word, but your heart cry out to God, and He would know what you were in need of. He would know what your heart desires. I can't just not talk to someone and they know what I want. God knows what you need. He knows what you want, and He knows just about everything there is. Now, I'm going to turn over here to Psalm before I get too far. Psalms 139. Psalms 139. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou can pass my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Stop right there. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is much too wonderful for me. I am in awe when I think of how God can know me and love me at the same time. It's an oxymoron when I think about it. You can know me or you can love me. That's how I look at it. You know, if you knew everything about me, you wouldn't know me, or you wouldn't love me. And if you loved everything about me, you really wouldn't know me. But God knows us in ways that we can't understand. It's just baffling that He knows us. And you know, this woman, she's sitting at this well, and I think about this, and I don't know where it's going to take us, but this is where God wants me to go right now. But she's sitting at this well, and Jesus walks up to her and asks for a drink. She says, "Okay, well, why are you asking me for a drink? The Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. I'm a woman of Samaria. Why are you asking me to drink?" And then she says, Jesus says, "I can give you living water." And she goes, "Yeah, I have nothing to draw with. And the well is deep." And I wonder how many times, just going back to how just simple we are, and how we're just not, you know, it tells us that His ways exceed our ways, and His knowledge is just far above ours. We know that from the Scripture. But this woman is sitting here at the well. She says, "Thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?" You know, a lot of times, especially when I was lost, I guess it wasn't feasible to me that God could save me. And I just thought it was kind of impossible. And this woman's sitting in this well, and she's thinking carnally, obviously, but she says, "You got nothing to draw with, and the well's deep." I'm telling you tonight, when I was lost, I thought it was such a stretch for me to get saved. I felt like my well was so deep, there was just no way Jesus could give me that living water. He couldn't draw it forth. You know, Jesus, He has that spring of living water He can draw from. But, you know, I just didn't know how I could be saved, and how God would save me, a sinner, knowing that I sin daily. And I didn't know at that time, but He knew that after I got saved, I would sin. And even after, you know, I told I was saved, after I joined the church, after I was called to preach, that I would still sin. And God knew every bit of that. Jesus, before He came down from heaven and died on the cross, I believe He knew what condition the world would be in. I believe He knew that eventually it would get to this point that we're at today, and sin would just be running rampant like it has, you know, since Adam and Eve. But, you know, sin's just everywhere you look, and it's hard to get away from. And we fail so many times. But Jesus still knew that. And He still came. Because He loved us. For God so loved the world that He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He knew that. He knew that about us. He knew everything about us. He still loved us enough to leave glory, to leave just a place that many people have just, I mean, I just dream about it. I can sit and ponder about it, and I can't even scratch the surface on it. He left that place. He left such the perfect place and came down to this pit of misery, basically, and just a sin, rampant world, and he still died for us. It should baffle every one of us. It should just be. It should be. I don't want to use the word. In my mind, the word is crazy. That God can love us and know us at the same time. And it's something that strengthens your walk with Him. And when it was sent down to me, you know, and revealed to me earlier, and I ain't going to lie, it took me a while to figure out what it meant for God to truly know me. And God to absolutely just intimately know who I am and what I'm about as a person. But once I got a hold of it, it just blesses me every time I think about it. And how He loves us. And how His mercy and grace just is overflowing and just abounds everywhere. There's no limit to it. You know, it should be our desire, if we're to be like Christ, to desire to know God more. As much as we can. And I promise you, unlike people you find in this world, you're not going to find out anything about God that you're not going to love. God's perfect. You know, He's not going to disappoint you. I know that sometimes some of us have trust issues, relationship issues, what have you, but God's not bound by those. He is fully worthy of your trust, and you should not be scared to dive in to God at any time in your life. It should be easy. You know, but sometimes it ain't for us. But God knows us. He knows that about us. He still loves us. It's just, it goes back and forth. That's all that God's put on my heart tonight. I'm sorry it wasn't 3 hours. But I appreciate the opportunity.